9 degrees. The wind chill makes it much colder than that. We know that this is a frigid, frigid, bitterly cold day. Bear that in mind as you send the kids out, the pets, the spouses, everybody. You can't be out in the really bitter cold for 20 minutes or in that vicinity without getting frostbitten and all the other problems. So please, please be careful. We'll get through this. We already see light at the end of the tunnel, and it is not a speeding train coming at us. It's 40s and maybe 50s in the days ahead. Meanwhile, today's a special day. You heard us talk about it before, about the Punchki Day vodka from the good folks at the Detroit City Distillery. We feel like we've been with them from the beginning with the co-owner, Michael Forsyth, and they've done so well. They do such a great job and great products. And they've got the Punchki Day vodka launch party today with a couple of little surprises. Michael, good morning to you, and thanks for coming back.
Good morning, Paul.
I'm going to say quickly, you've got the Polish Bloody Brunch February 12th, the Punchki Party scheduled on February 18th. But
that's
you've
right.
got the product, the Punchki Vodka, which sells out, is available starting today. How do people get it?
Yep, today is the day. So 8 a.m. online. You go online, DetroitCityDistillery.com/shop, and you can buy all the Punchki Day vodka your heart desires. We got a special surprise for this release, or this year's release. We are launching Hometown Horseradish Vodka, the ultimate Bloody Mary booze.
Really?
Oh, it's good.
I tasted one of your Bloody Marys. Because you have some, I don't know how much, if you're going to do this all the time, but you have some already made up Polish Bloody Marys that, are those going to be in individual servings? Are you going to continue yeah. that, or is that just for this holiday?
Well, we make about as many as we humanly can for about 2 weeks leading up to this. So we'll see. I think they taste as good as they've ever tasted with this new vodka
in it. Oh, yeah.
So we'll see what the good people respond to. If they want it, you got to give the people what they want.
Polish Bloody, made with that Polish potato vodka distilled in horseradish, and the Polish Daisy, which I'm not familiar with. But you got a lot going on here. But here's what else. If people wonder why I'm always having Michael Forsyth on as the co-owner of Detroit City Distillery, because their products are excellent and their hearts are excellent. Sitting across from me right now, Michael Forsyth, is Marie Osborne, and you'll recall, obviously, the Plaid Pig Bourbon you did to help out Marie and her husband John in the memorializing and the foundation and everything attached to their late son, John. In fact, I just looked at a picture of John's image on the Plaid Pig Bourbon that you put together, and Marie is here. And let's face it, she can't say enough nice things about you.
One of the best people on the planet, Michael Forsyth. We all know it. And not just the work that you did for us with the Plaid Pig, of course, getting that scholarship fund started at Schoolcraft College, along with Slows, of course, in the city of Detroit. But also all the other stuff you do around town, all the things that you did at the pandemic, at the start of the pandemic, helping our first responders, you're just a great company. Great products, good people.
Which is why we love promoting you.
Yep.
Anytime for you, Marie. That was a fun. What a good barrel.
Oh, my God. Oh, I have to tell you, you know, we still make our cocktails with that. With that bottle, we have, you know, several bottles, obviously, in our stash. But our Manhattans are beyond fabulous. People come over and go, "What did you put in this Manhattan?" And we're like,
"I bet they are."
Yeah, it's a secret ingredient.
Is that still available, or is that barrel gone?
It was
gone?
A single barrel. It was a single barrel, right, Michael? So.
One and done.
Yep. Yeah. Maybe we'll have to come back to you and do a little more negotiating. But yeah, that was a great barrel. That's for sure. Yeah. But I mean, all of your products are so great. I love your imaging on your bottles. I mean, if you're looking for like a, you know, Paul, sometimes you're looking for a gift to give somebody that, you know, just says Detroit, right?
Right, just says,
and maybe they enjoy a cocktail. This is just such a great idea to buy one of these products because it just says Detroit. One of the other things you guys did was your partnership with Bees in the D you made the honey. Oh, my gosh. That is delicious as well, Michael.
Yeah, we have fun with all the limited releases. You know, I like this time of year, it's Poonski season, right? Like,
yeah.
You bring Poonski into the office, like, you know, whether you're Polish or not, like, we all get to celebrate Polish culture, and it's such an important piece of the heritage and history in Metro Detroit. And, like, us, like, the Polish community has really embraced what we've done and made Poonski Day Vodka as like part of their tradition. And that is just like the most humbling and also most fun thing of all time.
Right.
So we just have fun with it. You know, that's the key. You got to do it.
And how great is this for the new Palace Bakery that's been around forever? You're using their Poonski and all of this. In fact, the little Poonski is available today. Poonski Day Vodka launch, the hometown horseradish vodka, along with ready-to-drink Bloody Marys, cocktails, limited edition merchandise, and, of course, the famous Poonski Day vodka, going on sale today at 8 this morning. Now, you can go online to DetroitCityDistillery.com/shop and do that as much as you'd like at 8 o'clock this morning. You can also stop by the tasting room at 2462 Ryapel Street in Eastern Market at 4 p.m. Bottles are a very reasonable $35 each. Due to limited quantity, the hometown horseradish vodka is expected to sell out immediately, and it's not going to be available at liquor stores or bars. But what a great vodka to have at home for that spur-of-the-moment Bloody Mary.
Bloody Mary morning today, Paul.
Well, around radio, it's always Bloody Mary morning.
Sure, but
Michael, good luck to you. Congratulations. Hope the baby's doing well.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys.
Michael Forsythe, co-owner, Detroit City Distillery. Easy for me to say after a couple of bloodies. But today's the day. Don't miss it. Starting at 8 this morning.